Do you spend time meditating on God's Word? Well, you might say, of course, every time I read the Bible, I meditate on God's Word and I think about what it says. But do you? Do you really? Do you slow down to let it have an impact on you? Do you slow down to let it divide spirit and soul? That's what I want to talk about on this episode. So let's get into it right now.
This is Cutting Edge Faith. Cutting Edge Faith. The show that brings you the truth behind the headlines and equips you to live out your faith in the cultural chaos of today. God is on the move right now through people just like you. You were created for influence and impact. Let's take your faith to the next level. Learn more at RyanSHoward.com. And now, here's your host, Dr. Ryan S. Howard.
I want to talk about this really important topic of meditating on God's Word. We might hear this thrown around a lot, but what does it actually mean? And I'm going to give a few verses here that are really critical, and I'm going to give a story about how I've meditated on God's Word recently and how it was very impactful for me and my family. And I'm going to give you a little bit of a framework and approach that you can use to make sure that you're getting the most out of your time with God in His Word. Let's start out with a few of those verses. Now, the first is Psalm 1, verse 2, which says, "But his delight is in the law of the Lord. On his law he meditates day and night." Now, the law, referring to the Bible, the book, the scripture, in Psalm 1, 2. Now, in Joshua 1, 8, it says, "This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do all according to what is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and you will have good success." Wow. Now, of course, prosperous, what does that mean? Doesn't mean just money. There's many different things that comes along with prosperous, is walking with God. The last verse here I want to mention real quick as we start is 2 Timothy 2:7. It says, "Think over what I say, for the Lord will give you understanding in everything." What an incredible verse. That is so powerful. Think about what I'm saying, and God will give you understanding in everything. So these are very important verses that are showing us that we need to be meditating on God's Word. We need to be spending time thinking about it, imagining, daydreaming, and talking about it. Why, though? Why? Well, another verse I want to mention here, and this is referring to the Old Testament, and Paul says in Romans 15:4, "For whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction." Wow, that means everything in the Bible is for our instruction today. It's not old. It's not just an ancient book filled with dust. It's an ancient book, an ancient library that is just as relevant today as it was when it was written. Now, we need to be able to have an understanding of the Word. We need to have the right interpretation, that sort of thing. Of course, in order to apply it accurately and correctly in our life. But I want to give a couple of quick definitions here because I think it just helps us get an understanding of what this really means to meditate on God's Word. The Hebrew word for meditate in these verses is haggah, which basically is a picture of just pondering or studying. And that might go without saying, but one other piece that comes along with it is the idea of proclaiming or speaking. See, Hebrew and Greek, the New Testament written in Greek, Old Testament in Hebrew, and they are much more precise languages. It can take 3 to 5 words or even a sentence or two or a paragraph sometimes to explain what is being said by a single word in Hebrew or Greek because it's such a precise language. In English, we need more space to really say what it means because there's a lot of context that comes along with it. So that's why it's critical to be able to understand that. And as we go forward, because there can be things that we misunderstand too. Now, the second word that I want to mention is from the New Testament, and that was written in Greek. And so that's from 2 Timothy 2:7, where he said, "Think over what I say." This word here is noeo. It means to imagine or perceive or to consider well. So it doesn't mean to have sort of a passing thought. It doesn't mean to just kind of think about it while you're reading it, and then you close your Bible and you put it on the shelf and you go about your day. It means to consider well, to ponder, to think over, to slow down. You know, to savor. You know, if you're eating a really good meal, you're not going to sit there and scarf it down. It's like every bite, like when my wife cooks, I'm sitting there every bite. I'm just like, oh, I'm trying to eat as slow as I can. And I'm trying, you know, I want to really savor it. And that's what we need to do with the Word of God, because so often we just want to get through it. It's like, oh, I got to read my 3 chapters today. Really, we need to connect with the Lord. We need to fill the cup. How much time do I need to spend in the Word? Do you set a timer for when you start eating your food and you say, well, I got to eat for at least 30 minutes and then I'll be full? No, you just know when you're full. You know when you've eaten enough. And so start to pay attention to that. I mean, how much time are you spending with the Lord? How much time are you spending in the Word? How much time are you spending journaling, worshiping, those sorts of things? These aren't duties. They're delights. I mean, they're things that we should enjoy, and they're used to fill us up. We can't pour anything out of an empty cup. You can't give what you don't have. Take note. I mean, are you happy with how much peace and joy you have and the fruit of the Spirit that you have, or do you want more? Are you relaxed throughout the day? Do you see God's hand in your daily work and life and whatever you're doing? Okay, so now you can start to assess and pay attention. Am I eating enough? Am I feeding my spirit enough? It's not about setting a timer. It's about, are you full? We need to have a steady intake of God's word. And I talk about this all the time. It's like, we're going to battle and not preparing, not go to boot camp, not get ready, just sit on the couch and then get up and go out to battle, wonder why I get crushed on the battlefield. Like that. That's insane. We would not do that. We're going into a battle every single day. We are in a battle. Jesus said he came to defeat the works of the devil. What are we doing here? If you know Christ, we need to be getting ready for battle. That's exactly what we're in. And Christ is coming back soon to get us. And we want to be doing battle when he returns. We don't want to be sitting on the couch. Now, of course, there's time for rest and all that. And that's a topic for another episode. But we need to be battle ready. Meditating on God's word. Now, I want to give an example. Recently, I was traveling with my family, my wife and our son. We were down in Miami and we were trying to find a church to go to. It was on Sunday and, you know, it was Mother's Day. And I just thought, and we thought, you know what, we're just going to do our own thing. So I prepared a little message and we went out and found a nice treatise in under. And my wife sang for the city to hear. It was beautiful. It was amazing. There were some people in the parking lot and listening. It was just awesome. She was worshiping. And then I gave a little message. And what I felt was a Mother's Day message. Okay. And so God put on my heart Psalm 127:4. And I want to talk about an example of how you can meditate on God's word and the power of how God can use that. Psalm 127:4, it says, like arrows in the hand of a warrior are the children of one's youth. So obviously, I'm thinking, what can I say about this? And so I just started to think. I just started to think about, okay, what's an arrow used for? I mean, how is an arrow prepared? I mean, what can an arrow do? How long does an arrow last? I mean, can you reuse an arrow? Just all the facets of an arrow and a warrior. Like, well, why does a warrior need an arrow? Well, an arrow is going to accomplish something. An arrow needs to be prepared. An arrow can be shot long distances. An arrow can achieve things without the archer, the shooter, being there. It can achieve something very far away. It can be shot with accuracy and with precision and very carefully, and it can have an impact again and again and again and again and in the future, because when they let it go, it's happening, something's happening over there where the arrow is going. Another neat thing about an arrow is, you know, God could tell a warrior to aim the arrow over here, over this building or over this structure, and you don't know where it's going, but he says, aim it that way and you shoot it and it goes and it accomplishes something on the other side that you don't even know what it's doing, but you just trust God with it. Our children are exactly like that. In all of these ways, our children are like arrows in the hands of a warrior. We need to prepare them. We need to raise them with care. We need to be intentional. They're going to have an impact that's far-reaching. They're going to have an impact in the future. They're going to be doing many different things that we don't even know exactly what God has planned for them, but we need to prepare them to be ready. Okay. So do you see the power in just meditating on God's word? This took just a few minutes. I mean, just sit and slow down and actually think about it and actually ponder it. And it's so powerful. And so many times this happens, but you have to actually be able to slow down. You got to put the phone down. You got to put the phone down. You got to close the laptop and you got to actually think. You got to actually let your mind settle. And that maybe needs to be another episode in and of itself. I've got a free devotional to help you do that, to get in a position to hear from God. It's called 21 Days to a Spirit-Led Life. You can go to ryanshoward.com/free download, and you can find it there and get it in email. You can get it today and get started today. So you see, there is power in pondering the Word of God. It is so critical today that we are taking time. I mean, God has revealed himself to us in the Word of God. The Word is a picture book. It all points to Jesus. You can get the Jesus Storybook Bible for children, and that does an incredible job of showing how every story in the Bible points to Jesus. It's a picture book. It's absolutely incredible. And so we need to have study materials. We need to have the right interpretation. We need to know how to apply it. Okay, so we need the right interpretation. We can't just make those up, but we can apply it by thinking about it, and God can show us. His Holy Spirit will guide you in how to apply it. The Word of God never changes, but we change. We become more like Christ. We grow. We mature. We have different seasons in life. And so it's why we can read the same passages over and over, and God will highlight something different about it, or we'll be at a different stage and something else will stand out. Or now we know this thing from another part in the Bible, and we see a connection because God is showing us all of this stuff in the Word. It is absolutely inexhaustible, but we can spend the rest of eternity getting to know the Lord, getting to know His Word. It's just this incredible journey. And so we gotta go after it, and we gotta be dedicated to it. And it should be a joy, a delight. And so God will always continue to add new depth to your understanding of His Word and how to apply it in your own life. So like I said, put your phone down, close the laptop, put the pen down, let your mind settle. Maybe you need to use your pen or a phone or something to get everything out of your mind. Fine. Settle your mind and meditate on the Word of God. Take it with you throughout the day. Just think about it. Go for a walk. Whatever you need to do, just get some time to think about the Word of God. Write the verse on a note card, put it somewhere, and just think about it throughout the day. Put an alarm, put a reminder, whatever you need to do, but just make a habit of it. Just make it a lifestyle. Not because it's a duty, but because this is how God speaks to us. And you will just have intuition. You will start to understand when God is speaking to you in your spirit. You will start to understand, just things will be different. You'll just understand and know things that I just know it. I just have a sense that I should go this direction to work today, or I just have a sense that I shouldn't eat that, or I just have a sense, you know, all these different things. And God will start to, and you will start to hone that in as you spend time with Him and show yourself faithful in that. And He certainly is faithful to continue to show us more of Himself and to give us more of Him. That is our joy as we study the Word of God and as we meditate on the Word of God. God will never disappoint you, but you must be willing to do the work. You must be willing to dig for the buried treasure. That's exactly what we have in the Word of God. So will you join me in having a daily habit of meditating on the Word of God, whether it's a few minutes or a few hours or all day long? Whatever it is, will you get started on that today and commit to that with me? Well, let me know in the comments if you're joining me in this. And hey, where are you going to start? You can start in the book of Proverbs or any other book that you want to. Anything will work. Use the Word of God the way He designed it for you to use it. Visit RyanSHoward.com to learn more and get in touch with me as well. God bless, and we'll see you in the next episode.
If you enjoyed this podcast, be sure to subscribe, and you can help spread the word by leaving a 5-star review and sharing it with your friends. Visit RyanSHoward.com to learn more about living the intentional, influential, and impactful life you were created for.